The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
It's the cattails by the levee, where the water hits the stars. It's the rust on that old Chevy. It's a beat-up old guitar. Peach Street down in Georgia. It's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born. It's as real as the dirt on your boots. It's American born. Run.
Peyton Taylor right there, ripping it up. Jersey girl on the country scene like nothing else. I was so proud of her. And a big shout out to Radio Bill on the other side of the Hudson River, who introduced me to Peyton. What a great talent. 906 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. We have the Admiral coming up, Admiral James Stavridis, a four-star U.S. Navy Admiral, former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, has his new book called Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character. We're going to wait till he calls in, but can I grab some quick calls, guys? Because people have been waiting. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Let me go to Aldina. Aldina, good morning. How are you doing this morning, Adina?
Good, thank you. I'm the wife of Michael from Brooklyn, who always calls in.
Okay. All right, sure. How are you? Not the Michaels of Brooklyn restaurant, Michaels of Brooklyn.
No,
another Michaels.
No.
Okay. But what's on your mind, Adina?
All right. I drive my son to Mill Basin every day to his school, and going all the way from Flatbush Avenue to Rouse Avenue, going from N and Flatbush Avenue, there are like 50 or more American flags. Last summer, one day I noticed that they were all shredded.
Whoa.
I didn't think it was accidental, even though there had been a wind. They put in all new ones over the summer. Yesterday, I drove that way, sun shining, all the flags in perfect condition. Today, every single one of them shredded again.
Who's doing it? Do we know who's shredding it? Who's shredding it there?
No, and it's so upsetting. It's a strong American Italian neighborhood, and I called the 63rd precinct, and I left a message on the community affairs.
Yeah,
hoping they'll do something.
All right, where are you? So. I don't want you to give your address on the air, Dina, but what area is it, so we know and I could perhaps pass on to our friends in the NYPD? What area is it?
Sure. It's in Mill Basin.
Mill Basin. Sure. You know what? Thank you. And thanks for calling. And we appreciate it. And that we're going along with the lines of people jumping turnstiles. Everything's okay. You're going to commit this crime. And then they said, I saw somewhere on the news, they said, oh, in California, if it's not $1,000 up to $1,000, they steal from you, it's okay. Everything's got to stop. But I got to tell you, when I tell you to vote the right way in New Jersey tomorrow, and you got to get the Democrats need a little vacation. They've been working very hard for you to raise your taxes. I love you. I love you, Dems. But really, they won't stop. There's no initiatives. There's no help. How do you create revenue? It's all, we raise this tax, and we're going to raise the next tax. Oh, my Lord. So, you know, you might want to think about voting across the line like I did. My revolt vote was for the Republicans. I do that sometimes, right? And I did that yesterday, actually Friday when I went down and did early voting. But these little broken windows, what you think is broken, oh, it's just shredding a flag. You know what? There's got to be consequences. And when I was a kid, and I was a punk kid, and I want to tell you, and I had my mother and father, thank God. If I didn't, and I would do stupid things, and I don't like the word stupid, I would do dumb things, there has to be a consequence. Otherwise, it's going to continue happening, and it starts with the little things. Now, like I was saying before, they're going to release people out of jail. Bill Bratton says that. That's what are we turning into in New York? It's going to be like, what's the Kurt Russell movie?
See the, you Escape know, from L.A.
Escape,
or
no,
Escape
no,
from
Escape
New York. York. Either one, both.
You notice I was pandering to Al with the movie reference?
Because Escape
came
from
up
L.A.
With it. You
came Escape up with from it. L.A. was terrible.
I liked it.
No, but the point is, that's what, and then Los Angeles is turning into that, for crying out loud. Hey, let's go to the Admiral, Admiral James Stavridis, four-star U.S. Navy Admiral. Look at this. Former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. What an honor, what a privilege to have you on the show, Admiral. Welcome to the Piscopo Show. And always, it's just great that you took time to join us this morning, sir.
It's my total pleasure to be on with you, Joe.
And thank you for your stellar service to the United States Navy. You're a Navy guy. My pop was in the Army, but we don't get many admirals on the show, so you're giving us a lot of credibility this morning. I love it. Tell
well,
it.
I had to escape from L.A. to make it to the show.
You got out. You got to tell us about your book, Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character.
Thanks a lot. It's it's a book that is actually not about leadership, because I think there's a big difference between leadership and character. Leadership is kind of a big door that swings out there. It's how we influence others. But that big door swings on a pretty small hinge, Joe. It's character. It's the human heart. And what I tried to do in the book is look at 10 admirals, you know, write what you know about, you know, what a concept. So I write about these 10 admirals. Each one gets a chapter, and we look at the challenges of that inner voyage of character, that struggle that we all face to be resilient, to be creative, to be humble, to have balance. Those are hard things. And to succeed as a leader, you have to first succeed at leading yourself. That's what the book's about, character.
I love it. The 10 admirals are profiled here. Incredible. Admiral Nimitz. Chester W. Nimitz. I mean,
yeah.
as a student of this, you know, I am in a study. I studied the Second World War through my father, who fought in the Second World War in the United States Army Air Corps.
Sure.
But what happened in the Pacific Theater, Admiral, and how vital was Admiral Nimitz when you write about him in such a great fashion in your book, sir?
Yeah, he was the absolute heart of everything. And of the 10 admirals in Sailing True North, he's my favorite. And by the way, a new movie coming out very shortly about the Battle of Midway.
Yeah.
And I think Woody Harrelson is going to play Nimitz.
Whoa!
Interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. I think he will knock the ball out of the park. What made Nimitz so extraordinary, Joe, was his resilience. Think about it. He goes to Pearl Harbor 2 days after the attack. The fleet is smoking ruins in front of him. And instead of taking command, standing on the deck of a beautiful battleship, they're all sunk.
Yeah.
The carriers are out at sea, dodging the Japanese. He takes command in a rumpled set of khakis on the deck of a diesel submarine with his fleet crushed in front of him. That's resilience. And that's a lesson of character that we all ought to take on board. And I try and pull those out through the book with the other 10 admirals.
And what leadership lessons can we learn, Admiral? Can civilians like myself learn from your book that might benefit them in the workplace or in their personal life?
Yeah, I think in Sailing True North, I'll give you three things that really jumped out at me as I looked at these 10 admirals. And these lessons apply whether you're working at a car dealership in New Jersey, or you're running an art gallery in Phoenix, or you're a working mom or a working dad trying to raise kids around a kitchen table. Number one, creativity. All of these admirals had that inner spark to try something new. Number two, we just talked about resilience. Nimitz was just extraordinary. And number three is humility. It is empathy. It's the ability to listen to others. All these admirals, and these were some big personalities, but they knew when to slow down and listen to others. Those are the kind of character qualities that I saw again and again in Sailing True North.
You were a naval officer for 30 years, Admiral James Stavridis. The book is Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and Voyage of Character. This is a great book, a must-read, Sailing True North. So you learn about patience. You have to be the importance of patience as an admiral. You know what you feel. You know what your gut feels. You know, Washington may tell you something else. I mean, how did the Navy teach you that patience, sir?
it started, like, hopefully it does for all of us, with a great mom and dad,
there
like
you
your
go.
Dad, Joe.
There you
my
go.
Dad was
yes,
in the Second World War, U.S. Marine, fought, and then stayed in, actually, for a career. He fought in Korea and then in Vietnam. So had great parents that brought that early to me, that sense of patience and empathy, listening to others. And then secondly, your experiences in life as you collide with defeat, and all of us make mistakes, and all of us have moments where you feel the bottom is dropping out. Those experiences, if you can draw on what you had at the beginning of your life from your parents, and also what you've read and learned in your education, and all that comes together as you collide with the real world, that's that voyage of inner character that I think matters for every single one of us.
Sailing True North is the book from Admiral James Stuffreeders. Admiral, before we let you go, sir, we want to encourage everyone to get your book, Sailing True North. But while I have you here, I got to ask you about your reaction to the killing of the leader of ISIS, Baghdadi.
Yes.
Your take on that, if you would, sir.
100% a terrific well done to our armed forces, our intelligence community, and not just those special forces who very bravely charged the actual compound, but all the support forces that got them there, that provided all the logistics and backup to them. Wonderful effort. It will matter to take out a charismatic leader, and Baghdadi was truly an evil person. He had sex slaves, including young American woman, Kyla Muller.
Yeah,
he was a terrible, terrible person. So the planet's better off without him. And thirdly, Joe, here's the bad news. Unfortunately, this will not be the end of ISIS. They are not just about Baghdadi. They will come back. They will morph. They will find new leaders. And I'll tell you, they will go after a big win in the next 2 months. And here's where I worry. I worry about Europe and those beautiful Christmas markets in Europe. Those are going to be big, juicy targets for the Islamic State. So killing Baghdadi, two thumbs up. The fight is not over. We got to stay on top of that organization.
Admiral James Stuffreeders, the name of the book is Sailing True North. Admiral, I have to ask you, because being such a student of the Second World War, the Pacific Strategy Conference, Nimitz and MacArthur, and did Admiral Nimitz and General MacArthur get along?
I think it's fair to say that General Douglas MacArthur was the biggest ego that has ever put on a uniform in the United States of America. Whereas Chester Nimitz was the most understated, quiet, self-confident individual. Yeah. And at the end of the day, it was Nimitz who got the better of those arrangements. And certainly I don't mean to diminish General MacArthur. He was decisive. Sure. He was fearless in battle personally. And he ran a pretty good left hook, if you will, through the Pacific. But it was Nimitz. The way he took his team of admirals, Halsey and many others, Spruance, and he sent them to sea in these task forces. He created the island hopping strategy. And everything he did, Joe, was driven from his inner character that did not have a big ego, that was humble and a listener. He really was the perfect admiral in so many ways. That's why we highlight him in Sailing True North.
Great. Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character by Admiral James Stuffreeders. That is a Greek last name, I suspect, sir.
It is, sir. And I was going to commend you for the excellent pronunciation.
Oh, look at that.
As you and I know, Italians and Greeks, we're all one root stock. Comes together in Sicily. Sicily is Greeks and Italians all together.
True. And I was just there. I was in Athens, and I kept in close contact with our mutual friend, John Katsimatidis, and I made sure. We went, and, St. George's Chapel, the highest point of Athens. I tell you, it's gorgeous. So thanks for making America, so proud in your service, Admiral James. We appreciate it very much. 30 years in the United States Navy. God bless you. Godspeed. The name of the book, we want you to check it out on Amazon, please. Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character from Admiral James Stuffreeders. Admiral, God bless. Godspeed. And please come back anytime, sir.
Will do, sir. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Great chat. Great chat. Let me go to Joey Falco on the phone, if I can, Al, before we break. He's my buddy. He was with us in Italy on the Perillo Piscopo tour. Joey, what are you doing, my friend? Thank you for everything. Thanks for being watching my back. Thanks for bringing this that ridiculously expensive scotch to Frankie Morano.
Thank you on that one.
Yeah, that was Frank's wedding gift there.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, what was it? McClellan?
McClellan 18. No joke.
But Joey was great.
You know, I've been a little under the weather, man. That wasn't a tour. That was a crusade.
We did.
We dominated Italy there. I think I should have taken a little bit more bounce in nature or sprayed some Durstan in my ear because I got an ear infection.
Oh, geez. Well, I got to tell you, Patton has nothing on us, man. But it was great. I got to tell you too about your beautiful wife, Catherine, who everybody just said how beautiful she is, and she's so elegant, she's so graceful. And she's and forgive me, Joey. What she's doing with you, no one knows. But hey, wait a minute.
I agree.
It's a testament to the good guy that you are.
What I always say, whatever the circumstances, I've had a lot of success. I've had a lot of luck in life, but that was the greatest move I ever made. Boy, she married me. I don't know what the heck.
We had dinner in Sorrento. We walked around. We were in Rome, and we just had a great time. Thanks for joining us on that.
What a pleasure! It's really nice to get to know Frank a little bit, and with the great Debbie Duhaime. She's more famous than
anyone. I think Joey was there. Joey was there for Debbie. I think he knew it. You were taking pictures, and when we went to the Tuscany region, how great was that with Pierre Luigi? And you got. Oh, by the way, thank you for the video of me eating the regatta, because that's evidence that I ate. And I showed, I saw you in front of me. I was with Mirella in Avellino. She's making homemade ricotta. I said, I got to taste it. I know the calories that are in it. I tasted it. Al was standing by, and Joey Falco got the video. Thank you for that, Joey.
Hey, I'm glad you had John Bramnick on, because John wasn't with us. I wish he was, but he kind of was with us, because people said to me and you, hey, you know, you look a little tired. Now, that's rule number one. Don't tell me. Then Pierre Luigi had his hands in the glass, and John, one of the rules is don't put your hands in the glass and pass me a glass.
We that's will. Joey, funny. Thank you. Love
how
to you.
How about Arthur? How about crazy Arthur? Adela showing up.
Arthur Idala holds court, whether it's in Brooklyn or in Italy, man. He owns it.
Monster.
Joey, we love you, and we appreciate your support, my friend. God bless you. God bless you, too, to you and Kat. 921 Joey on the radio right now. And let's go to Debbie. You know, I think Joey was there in Italy for you. He took more Debbie Duhaime pictures because he had the regular camera. Am I right?
He was taking so many great pictures. And you know what? He bought wine so many times. Like, we were at, remember that one night in Sorrento?
You
he bought us that gorgeous bottle of wine.
Oh, that was great.
Frank was right next to me.
Right.
There was this really good wine that showed up. And Joey bought that. Oh,
Joe Falco bought it. Yeah, he and his wife Cynthia. Yeah. Oh,
that's
was
the night
so
that
delicious.
Frank ate my spaghetti out, and he ate it because it was just plain.
The plain, great
spaghetti. So plain. I ate about half of it, and I said, Frank, I'm not. He goes, you sure? Yeah. Boom. And Frank took the bread and wiped his plate clean. I'm just saying. It was that good.
A great night. That was a wonderful night.
922. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. We'll go to the phone calls when we can at 877-970-2999. We will have some time to check in with the phones. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise out there this morning?
I say what's happening. A shout-out to Joe and Cynthia Falco. They are just such a beautiful couple. So nice getting to know them better. Let's see what's happening on the Northern State westbound, that ramp into New Hyde Park Road. It's an accident right on that ramp, Joe. Also, the LIE westbound at Nichols Road, moving slowly with an accident just cleared out of the way. It's still stop and go on the Deegan south of Van Cortlandt Park, a collision. Whitestone Bridge into Queens, a collision there. It's solid on the Gowanus, eastbound Gowanus at 7th Avenue, a crash. Two lanes blocked, and the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Highland Boulevard, an accident there as well. Inbound GWB 15 minutes in, Lincoln 25, Holland still about 15 to 20. Traffic moving slowly on 78 East, exit 24. That's a collision to deal with as well. 287 North, exit 41. That's up by Route 80. An accident just cleared. And we're still seeing delays on 24. The ramp into 9A and Summit. It's at overturned tanker truck. And over on 287 Eastbound, bumper to bumper into 9A. 95 because of earlier problems. Sunny today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains the fiasco that is the impeachment hearings.
It's called due process, and there has not been much of that in this process. There's been none of it. In fact, today, a witness is going forward, but agency counsel is not allowed to be in that proceeding. I'm not allowed to be in that proceeding. The White House counsel is not allowed to be in that proceeding. The lack of due process here is breathtaking in scope. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The witnesses have already testified. You can't cross-examine them now?
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You got to go to Mo's.
You got to go to Mo's. And if I have teenage daughters, I have to do this. If I have teenage daughters and I make them happy by buying them clothes at Modell's, you know you got to go to Mo's. My girls go in. They have everything that's fashionable and great now. You got to check out Mo's. If you haven't been, we invite you to go over to Modell's. Hey, it is 27 after 9 o'clock in the morning on this Monday, on this November 4th, Election Day tomorrow. Don't forget to get out there and vote. There are some, you know me, I'm a patriot. My father instilled in me, my mother, the greatness of the United States of America. I learned from my grandparents. And there's so many reasons to be grateful for this great country. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedom. Well, National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. You could join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who serve their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation, 15 bucks, to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh made balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 1,700 other participating locations across the country and overseas, including Long Island National Cemetery and Calverton National Cemetery, just to name a few. Sponsor a veteran's wreath today. Show your appreciation. You could visit www.wreathsacrossamerica.org. It's wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Headbanging 928 on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us. Mike Gallagher is coming up at 10:05. Five Boroughs is here. And the wonderful Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. You're ready for Drive Time Players. Great to have you here. I'll be on in about a couple hours. I'm going to be with Sandra Smith and Bill Hemmer on Fox News. We'll be talking about the issues of the day. Proud to be over there on America's Newsroom, it's called, which is a great show. I love the way – I'm a big Hemmer fan, you know. Sandra as well. So I'm excited to go over there. And then I have to tell you that Thursday – I just want to give this plug out if I can – there's the St. Francis Pantries. It's John Katzimatidis. I got over there from John, right? John and Margo do so much for this city. Like, no, but I'm telling you, that's why I like to mention folks that help out, you know, and give back. So they're over there with Joe Sano, and we're going to do, it's called Doodles for Hunger. So nice. You have to, what is it?
Nice.
Doodles
Very nice.
For Hunger, right? Yeah. And so, matter of fact, I think, did I get, is Charles there? Where do you go? Did I get a doodle? I'm supposed to do a doodle. Celebrities doodle. And then they auction them off, the doodles, which a picture right. of anything.
Didn't Nicole Malliotakis do one last
Nicole
year?
Nicole did. Yeah. Conan O'Brien.
Donald Trump has done it. A lot of people.
Donald Trump. Jeanine Pirro. She got a lot of money. Jeanine was great. She got a lot of money. So we'll be there. I'll be performing. I am the entertainment. Tony Orlando was there. Tony Danza have done it. So I'm going to go up with the band. We're going to have a great band. We're going to have a great time. Thursday, I think if you
Marshmallow
check,
World, you're going to do? You should.
Can I say, if my arm was long enough, I'd smack you, man. You know, I got a nice letter. Everything's cool.
And it worked out for them as well. I understand Steve Adubato is going to be taking your place for that Eric Metaxas show.
You know, I said, Steve is a longtime friend, my buddy Steve on PBS. He comes on the show. Boy, did I hear about that.
He can sing.
He can sing. He's a good guy. He's just.
If you have any doubt about it, he'll tell you how good of a singer he is.
No, Frank's on fire.
I actually do like Steve.
Everybody likes Steve. Well,
I do.
On the radio, just a little. I know. I heard about that. Oh, my goodness.
You know what I think it is with Steve?
I'm in Italy. I'm getting texts like, Joe, what are you doing? And nice texts, not mean.
People
like
calling me a week later complaining.
No, I'm going to MSNBC, I guess. What's happening to your radio show?
You know, if it wasn't for Steve, you wouldn't have gotten this.
Joe is a good guy.
The governor of the state of New Jersey.
Joe is a good guy.
He's great.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at
Joe is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Then the governor's
you know
a good guy,
You know what I think
too.
It is with Steve? And I like Steve
here we go.
Very much.
Here we go.
Honestly.
Here we go.
Honestly. Yeah. So Steve has a shtick. No, there's no insult. I'm defending him. He has a shtick where he's very egotistical on air.
I think listeners
think that that's sincere. I don't think they get that he's putting on a little bit of an act. He's not really that egotistical.
Though, the more that Adubato family has done for the city of Newark, New Jersey, with my friend and mentor Raymond Chambers is second to none. I mean, they help at the North Ward Center, going an Italian family that stayed in Newark, helping out the at-risk community in Newark was great. 9:32. So, Matt, let me go to Matt in Jersey. Good morning, Matt. What's on your mind this morning?
Thank you so much, Joe. I hope people remember this. Like you said earlier, when they go to vote tomorrow, the Democrats care more about criminals than they do about innocent citizens' safety. And in California, they have been doing what New York is starting to do, giving early release to convicted felons, ignoring these petty crimes. And surprise, Joe, they're finding the crime rate has going up exponentially in California, and innocent people are getting hurt.
Yep, you're right. You're right, Matt. Thank you. You're absolutely right. But I don't understand why. That's why I could never understand the party, is because, like, with the southern border of the United States, and our attention has gone from there, because that wasn't working for the Democrats, to this bogus inquiry, you know, after the president, so in the House of Representatives. But they care more about those folks on the southern border. And then all the folks in the inner city start going, hey, man, what about us? No one's cared. We voted Democrat for years. Why aren't you sticking up for us? They don't care. It's all about votes.
But they're doing it already, Joe. This judge let these two people out who were shooting at people. And the prosecutors wanted bail. And the judge said, no, release them on their own recognizance. How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you do that and look people in the face and go, okay, now what if one of those two people or both of them go out now before their court date, which is probably not until sometime next year. What if they go out and shoot and kill somebody? Then what?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why we have bail for people who are violent. Now, I get it. You jump a turnstile and you don't want to give bail to that person. You want to give them a desk appearance ticket. If they've had no other crime in their life, I can understand that. But a lot of times, it's the people who are jumping the turnstiles that have had other crimes, or they have warrants out for their arrest for other things.
Yeah.
It does make a difference.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I don't understand it, that how they just keep defending it. And when they can't defend it, they will go after and do these witch hunts like the Mueller probe. And how they're losing sight of that is beyond me. So, yeah, and that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. And I, you know what? I don't understand the mindset, except that I always say, you know me, solution-based. What's the end game? Votes. That's all they care. Power and control. But like I said to Jaden Horton, our young friend, once you put these people that they want to be put in power, once George Soros puts all these people in power, those people are going to be the first to be censured, to be, God forbid, hanged and thrown in jail. I'm telling you, you want a country like that? That's what's going to happen. You got to go out, if you would, and vote tomorrow. All 80 seats in the New Jersey Assembly are up for grabs tomorrow. I would suggest respectfully to my dear friends, and there's some great Democrats down there too, but you may want to do a protest vote and just vote Republican across the board just to show Trenton, look, we hear you, because there's not one initiative. Show me, and the phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. What Democratic initiative have you done that helped we taxpayers in the great state of New Jersey? Robert Auth, you should vote for Robert Auth. You should vote for John Bramnick. And by the way, if you're a Democrat, you're welcome to jump on the air and give yourself a plug as well.
But Joe, the 3 million people that stayed home when the governor's election came around, right? This is your opportunity change things.
Boom.
Because this guy just wants a rubber stamp to be able to raise your taxes. He's driving people out of the state. It's a bad spot. You can make a difference tomorrow.
And just to come back to the issue you were talking about earlier with the policing issue, if people live in New York City, if you are a supporter of the NYPD, you should probably vote no on question two on the ballot, because it will not be a good time to be a cop in New York if that passes tomorrow.
And remember, it's on the other side of the ballot. Flip the ballot over and vote on that.
Vital. And Joe Borelli, we want to vote for Joe Borelli. Just to, it's almost like Joe's a smart kid. He's a smart kid. Frankie, you brought him to the show. He's the future of politics, I think, in New York, and he would be great as a public advocate. Let me read this, if I may, Al, before we break. 9:36, we're going to go to Al News in a second. But I see so many nice, when we were on the Perillo, the cruise was before that. I went on the Perillo Piscopo tour of Italy. We met by people from all over. They went to Perillo, and then they saw Perillo Piscopo, and they said they didn't listen to the show. So this comes from Dan and Donna Lawrence in Texas. These are my Texas folks, and they were on. They're wonderful, warm, wonderful people. We were on the Perillo tour. This is Donna says, a tour to Italy, to Joe's hometown. What a moment! Very moving. We enjoyed the whole tour. You have a great commitment to citizens in New York and the surrounding community. Your humanitarian and community commitment is very unique. I wish all celebrities took the time to be a citizen and give back to the folks who need a great example of what America is all about. All of us. Thanks, and keep up the great work. We respect what you do. Donna and Dan, thank you. We respect you for being there. You were so kind, so patriotic, and so wonderful to be with on that Perillo Piscopo tour. We thank you for coming all the way from Texas, and especially to my grandfather's hometown of Prato La Sera in Avellino. We are all in this together. 9:37, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A Queens state lawmaker is proposing a bill that would bar towns and cities across the state from capping the number of vendors that can set up shop on streets. State Senator Jessica Ramos says the small business owners who sell wares from carts and stands are often people of color or recent immigrants to the country. She says they should have a chance to make their businesses flourish. The New York City Hospitality Alliance says the bill would wreak havoc on the streets of New York and hurt both brick-and-mortar business owners and street vendors. Astronomers are reporting seeing signs of water spraying off a comet from interstellar space that's flying towards the sun. This is the first time scientists have seen water that originated somewhere else in our solar system. A team at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, outside Washington, reported the discovery late last week. Astronomers expect to see more signs of water coming off the comet as it gets closer to the sun in the next few weeks. In sports, Jets took an early 7-0 lead, but wound up losing 26-18 to the previously winless Dolphins in Miami. The Giants will be hosting the Cowboys on Monday Night Football at MetLife Stadium tonight. Knicks losing streak now at 3 after a 113-92 setback to the Kings at Madison Square Garden. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go over to 9A. 9A is moving slowly southbound at 117 in Briarcliff Manor with an accident. Still busy on 287 eastbound getting out toward the New England Thruway because of earlier problems. Inbound GWB, that's about 10 to 15 to the upper level. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's 20. Holland still about 20 in from both approaches. We're seeing delays on 78 east, exit 24 with an accident, and it's still stop and go on Route 24, the ramp at 9A and Summit. It's an overturned tanker and a fuel spill. Deegan, busy south right at the Cross Bronx with an accident. Eastbound Gowanus still heavy up past 92nd Street with an accident there. And the Staten Island Expressway, that's busy eastbound at Highland Boulevard. Accident in the center lane. And over on the island, Meadowbrook south at Old Country Road, a crash there as well. Sunny today, high of 55. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. No one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO, my friend, Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
I'll tell you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch that I have seen personally from Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Pony County Perino Insurance is proud to present the Risk Radio Network podcast. Listen in for priceless insights into the complex world of insurance and learn how to avoid the common roadblocks business owners encounter. You'll hear them only on the Risk Radio Network podcast.
Go on the radio. It's 9:42. I got so funny as I'm in there. I'm going to tell you about Route 22. You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. Al, you and me it, man. We'll take 10 minutes.
Why are you doing it? 9:47.
Whoa, look how fast you are.
5 minutes, 9:47.
No, I know. I was going to give 9:50, though. Can I give him a couple of...
I don't own Route 22 Toyota.
I think Iggy Whitmire. Iggy's the best. One of the great humans on the planet. Iggy Giuffre, the Brand Motor Group, Sid Patterson, who brought Iggy to us. We love everybody. And now you have this. 5 minutes, first five callers, next 5 minutes. It's 855-621-9949. I'm going to give you an extra 3 minutes because I am Joey Generosity. How are you? Where you from? Nice tie. Hey, how you doing? I'm Joey Generosity. He's going to give you 3 extra minutes. I don't think Mr. Patterson, Mr. Giuffre will mind. Alex Kinsella standing by. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Brand new showroom. Brand new customer lounge that I want to perform in. I want to put a tuxedo on. I want to go to Route 22 Toyota. I'm Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. And sing, fly me to the moon with Toyotas all around me. Come on. There's something great about that. It's the largest indoor automobile showroom in New Jersey. They took care of my sister Carol like nothing else. Five boroughs, Mike Gallagher. You want to go to Route 22 Toyota, and here's how you can start. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, lady, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Check it out now, Route 22 Toyota. We love the family. That is Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or you can start here as well, Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Boom, I'm emailing back. Phil Hemmers, folks, we're going to talk about, I guess it's okay to talk in the air. Yep, SNL mocks Elizabeth Warren's $52 trillion Medicare for All. You know, we talked about it with Maria earlier on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business, and we'll talk about it with Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith. It was one of the greatest impressions I've seen with Kate McKinnon. And sometimes, you know, they go political some way. I don't really always agree with them as Saturday Night Live, but, man, that was a great performance. And they really captured everything Elizabeth Warren and the flaws, and they put it in a cold opening that was had to be 5 minutes long. And all I kept thinking about was the dialogue. If you looked at the script on SNL, giving Kate McKinnon a shout-out, you could see, I could see, it would be pages. That's two sets of cue cards of men. And she didn't even seem to look at the cards. She did such a great job. But the point of the matter is, it's unattainable. You can't, the Medicare for All, you just can't do it. And you can't do it in one election. They're not going to fix it like that. And then we'll be talking about over a third of Americans battle job burnout every single week. Well, and we'll maybe talk about Lisa Tuzzolo, too. She is the widow of Paul Tuzzolo, Sergeant Paul on the NYPD, and Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, who heads Blue Lives Matter, brought Lisa in. She is a great gal, great mom of two beautiful kids. And she ran the marathon. So we'll
absolutely
be talking about the good things. Trying to talk about the good things. Trying to keep it positive. Speaking of which, let me grab some calls before we break. 9:46 right now. I'll go to Judy in New York, New York. Hi, Judy. How you doing this morning?
I want to tell you something. I'm calling you Sunshine Joe.
I like it.
Sunshine and yeah, you're Sunshine Joe. You put a smile on my face. There's so much sunshine
God
inside you, Joe. You're so full of love of life. It's infectious. I love it.
I love you right back, Judy. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
Okay, I call for a couple of things, but just with the Liz Warren you just mentioned now, it's a third one. If you go by her economic ideas, this kind of like happened in the 1920s, I heard. You're not going to get into a recession. You're going to get into a deep depression. So people really have to be careful with all of her crazy ideas. But, Joe,
yes.
I'm calling for two things.
Okay.
Number one, I've got a great idea to get rid of ISIS. You ready?
Oh, I love it. Yes, go.
We have to spray them with pig fat, you know? Pig fat. Very cheap ammo.
Man.
Joe, and two, more importantly, is another reason why we should vote Republican. Did you hear all-out crazy Cortez say that she blames climate? She had a hearing. She blames climate change on the white race. Seriously,
that's great. No, I don't think I did hear that. That's okay. Let me, Judy. Judy. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for your kind words. We always try to keep it positive. But thank you. Did AOC say she blamed? Sounds like something she would say. You know,
it does, which is what makes stuff like that so dangerous.
Chance to go in and change it. Next year, is she up next year as well?
Next year, yeah.
And you got some great people running against her on the Democratic side, on the Republican side. And it's just, if there was an initiative that helped the people. Judy, thanks for your call. Ain't no sunshine when I'm gone. Huh? She said,
why are you singing to me?
Because she called me Joey Sunshine.
You look at me, you're singing to me. You're playing around with your Duracell over there. You're spraying it on your face. I don't know why. Is that helping you for makeup when you go on Fox later? I don't understand.
And you know, speaking of Fox, Maria Bartiromo is now on Fox News now. She bounced off from her show right over
there. I've never seen, talk about the Energizer Bunny. She was unbelievable. She goes, don't forget, that event, that NEOF event, National Italian American Foundation, is huge down in Washington, D.C. And you have everybody from Italy there, everybody from there. And Andrew Giuliani and Zivi, his beautiful wife, sent me the video of me doing a video down there because I couldn't make it. They asked me to go down. And it was huge. She got up, did Sunday Futures, which is a vital. That is your go-to show every week. Is Maria Bartiromo Sunday Futures on Fox? She covers it brilliantly. She says everything that you and I believe in, but which is just keeping the country great. And then she goes on, boom. Then she's got to get up, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it was very interesting on her show yesterday. She had on, was it Steve Bannon on her show yesterday?
Yes, Bannon led the show off yesterday, man.
He talked about how Mike Bloomberg, it might be getting closer and closer to jumping in this presidential race.
Steve would know. We should bring him back. He and the president okay? I don't like to.
I don't know. He's hosting this new podcast all about impeachment, and he's saying a lot of the right things, but. Steve marches to his own drummer.
But if anybody's going to jump
which
in.
Which I like.
If anybody's going to jump in and has the money and the wherewithal to move the needle, it's probably Michael Bloomberg. Whether or not he resonates throughout the rest of the country, that's a different story. But he certainly has the financial ability to jump into the race. Yeah. Whether or not he wins or not is, you know.
Well, look, there's been a lot of wealthy people that have run for president before.
Right.
And it takes more than money, as Steve Forbes has proved, as Ross Perot has proved, as. A lot of folks have proven.
Steve Forbes, great guy, man. I wish he would run in the future sometime. But right now,
it took was money, you'd be looking at President Tom Steyer, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But I'm telling.
But Kamala Harris is going to be on her way out. Buttigieg is only pulling in about 7%.
I'm going to tell Bill Hummer that take. She reminds me. I said this to Neil. He was laughing. She reminds me of a, and I say this with the utmost of respect.
Not really.
She reminds me of, and I have immense respect for anybody on stage. Like a lounge singer with a cigarette and a drink, the way she talks. And you know what she reminds you of? Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? Doesn't she kind of like, you know,
that.
With that hair? Photo. I can't take her seriously like that. Right. I mean, if she was on stage singing, maybe. Is that all there is, my friend? I don't know. Peggy Lee, Kamala Harris. I don't know, Deb. It's just like she reminds me. She looks like she's just done two shows, and then she gets into it. And I met so many people like that. Please. Hey, you know the secret weapon for the Democrats is Tulsi Gabbard. She's very liberal. Don't be fooled. She's very liberal. She's not, but she says the right thing. She's measured, but they won't give her a shot. She's right when they say that. They're going to shut her down. And it's probably going to be Joe Biden or Elizabeth or Bernie, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but it's going to be fun to watch. We got a year yet. We got a year to go, Debbie.
I know. It's definitely entertaining, especially when Kate McKinnon does the Elizabeth Warren act.
It was great.
Like you said, that was hysterical.
It was great.
She looked so much like her. It was amazing.
Every nuance. It was hysterical.
Oh,
hey, 9:51, Debbie's out there looking out for you on this Monday morning. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
Good morning to you, Joe. And I just want to give a shout out to Phyllis and Tony from Ridgewood. I saw them yesterday. They were on the trip with us. They're such great people. Just wanted to say hi. Let's see what's happening right now on the Deegan southbound, moving slowly, Joe, getting into the Cross Bronx. It's an accident in the right lane. It's busy this morning on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up towards 7th Ave, right past 92nd Street. An accident there to deal with. Remember, alternate side parking in effect. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, still tough at Highland Boulevard with an accident in the Meadowbrook southbound into M2. An accident over there as well. Inbound GWB, that's 15. Lincoln 20. Outbound Lincoln, that's 25 to 30. Holland Tunnel, still 15 to 20 in from both approaches. And we're still seeing delays this morning on 287 South, getting down toward exit 52, getting down toward Riverdale. Looks like some construction over there causing the delay. 24, the ramp at 9A and Summit, still blocked. That overturned tanker truck. And 9A South at 117, accident in Briarcliff Manor. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder explains the bias from the left.
48% believe the president should be removed from office. 56% disapprove of FBI Director James Comey's recommendation not to charge Clinton. The point is, more Americans felt Hillary should have been charged than feel President Trump should be impeached and removed. Did you give a rip? Did you care about popular opinion then, Democrats? Media?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Cobalt days are back at Lowe's, meaning you can save big on tools for yourself, or you can start checking off your gift list early and save. Stop in today and pick up a Cobalt 24-volt max brushless cordless drill for $60 less, now $99. Or get a Cobalt 24-volt max variable speed brushless cordless impact driver, also just $99. And save $20 on a Cobalt 106-piece screwdriver bit set, now $21.98. Whatever's on your to-do list or gift list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/6, U.S. only.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com. Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine today mixing with some high clouds at times. Our high temperature this afternoon about 55. Then rather cloudy tonight, low 49, a little cooler in some of the north and west suburbs. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds, just a little rain at times, especially through the morning and early afternoon hours, the high near 60. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high 53. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's at 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher at 9:55 with Joe. You know, if you're anything like me, when you get a craving for Italian food, you want to eat the best of the best. We had it in Italy, and if you want Italy in New York, and I'm telling you, Michael's of Brooklyn, the food at Michael's of Brooklyn is so similar to what you get in Italy. I don't know, Frankie Fabroso, if we ate a meal, and we had some Steve Perillo put us in the best hotels with the best food and the best restaurants. Michael's of Brooklyn is right up there with every single one of them.
Absolutely.
And matter of fact, there was some stuff in Italy. I said, you know what? Yeah, but Michael's of Brooklyn made this a little better. I mean, we're biased because we love Fred and Johnny and Marianne and everybody at Michael's of Brooklyn. But you have to go. It's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of America, not just in Brooklyn, not just in New York. We want you to stop in and experience an unforgettable meal at one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States, according to the Food Network. Puttanesca, marinara, fresh tomato and basil. I'm going to make you hungry now. Arrabbiata. Oh. The arrabbiata, the penny, it's just the best. It's all homemade. And don't forget, when you're at the supermarket, to pick up Michael's of Brooklyn, please. You know, the best part about coming to Michael's is the chance to experience their authentic legacy of Italian tradition. So make your reservation today. You're going to be coming back for more. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
I remember when I was a little girl.
This reminds me, with great respect to the great Peggy Lee. Does this not sound like Kamala Harris to you? Listen, just picture Kamala Harris when you listen to this.
And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas and watched the whole world go up in flames.
Yeah, like California's doing while you're dancing in the streets.
I said to myself,
Kamala, yeah.
Is that all there is
to
a fire?
Just picture Kamala Harris drinking one hand, cigarette in the other. And then you hear.
Is that all there is
Is that all there is?
God, this should be Kamala Harris's theme song. Come on, get your picture there.
That's all there is, my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then let's keep
and
dancing.
I what was she? The AG over there in
California?
That went well. Hey, but I do respect, but with respect to the late, great Peggy Lee, a musical genius and a jazz icon whose music will live on forever, and with respect to Kamala Harris. Hey, I'll talk to you about an hour and a half on America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith. And then tomorrow we'll be live broadcasting on YouTube and Facebook, so we invite you to watch us. Faces for radio, yes, but that's interesting nonetheless. And we'll join you on there. And then, Ernie Anastas' show tomorrow. I'm excited to be with Ernie and Commissioner O'Neill to promote the St. Francis Pantries. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for listening. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.